during Elul, after Mincha, we learn our Chasam Rosh. Just picking up from where we were holding last year, basically we were holding last year, and pick up from in the last section of our Chasam Rosh, which is divided out into what he had in two Maduras. So the second Madura, so we're holding, starting from Oys Tes, in the second Madura. The Rosh says, Sheyochich is Amisoy Belo Yisa Olav Chet. So there's a mitzvah in the Torah. So Chazal understand this mitzvah. This is understood in halacha two ways. The Brahman brings down both of them in Hilchos Deos. One is, which is the Pshuta Shomikra, where he understands it, and Ramban and Chumash also understands like that, that if two people have an interaction which is negative, so instead of just maintaining a grudge against him and being upset with him and having a complaint against him, you should try and discuss it with him and clarify what the issue is. Give him a chance to air his points, air your points, do it in a positive way, and clear the air. So, means you should try and prove your point, proving it. You should try and prove it to him why you feel you're correct, and listen to him also, and do not hold the complaint against him. Do not hold the complaint against him. That's the way the Ramban understands the mitzvah in the Chumash. That's how the Rambam understands the mitzvah. And then, of course, Chazal also understand this pasuk is referring to the halacha of a person. If you see somebody else doing something wrong, he should give the person rebuke, reprove him, point out what he's doing wrong, and try and correct it. I want to talk about the first point. Maybe we'll talk about the second point tomorrow. We find this difficult. You have two people interacting with somebody, and then there's a negative interaction. A lot of times we don't point it out. It's uncomfortable to point it out, and we're upset about it. This is very common. So Rambam says, if you want to move on, if you're able to move on and totally remove it, the pain from your heart, that's fine. You don't have to discuss it with him. You can just move on. And many times we don't do that, but at the same time we're embarrassed to admit that these little things bother us. So what happens is that it meets the bear. It adds up. It adds up once, adds up twice, adds up three times. At some point in time, you know, it just blows up. I had a conversation with somebody recently, interaction with somebody else. You know, he did a little thing, and he got this major mapola for it. He had this major blowout for it. Like, it's a little thing. And not only that, the person started pulling out, and this, and this, and this, and this. Like, why didn't you tell me until now? This is exactly what we're talking about. What happens is, well, the one little point, you think, I'm not going to talk about it. It's just a little thing. But if a person doesn't find a way to put it in perspective and say, it's not really so important, it's not really so significant, it doesn't really bother me, in the overall picture, it's good, he doesn't find a way to do that, it's there. It doesn't go away. So you say, then the next thing happens, again, it's there. So eventually, you hit this guy with this long shopping list of all of the problems that are bothering you, which really, that shouldn't be so. You should have addressed it when it happened. At that point in time, it was a small point. It would have been clarified. It would have been taken care of. Or you should be able to move on and put it in perspective. Somebody told me that I was listening to a tape from Rabbi Yitzchak Berkowitz from Eretz Yisrael talking about Shalom Bayis. And so he says, so you're stuck in a bind. He says, Shalom Bayis is stuck in a bind, a husband and a wife. So she does this little thing. And if you bring it up, you know, it's not going to go over so well, you know. If you don't bring it up, it bothers you. So what's the solution? So, you know, you're caught in a bind. What's the solution? His solution, he said, grow up, was his answer. Like, what, these little things which bother us, they're immaturity. Many of them are immature. They're the little things which bother us. They're immature. Right? If a person would look at it from a very mature perspective, it says, these things are not so important. They're not so significant. They're not issues which really I should be focusing on getting upset about. If a person can do that, he's able to address it. And then the issues which really are significant, he will address. Mary Fran says over a story, which I give over to the Chassanim and the Shalom Bayis, you know, classes. He says a story that there was a husband and a wife. The husband was a type A personality, a very intense type of personality, go-getter, type of things. And the wife was a very type X. It wasn't type B, she was type X. Real laid back, no issues, you know, everything's okay, zeloch hashuv, move on with life, that type of attitude. Okay, so it's summertime and the wife is up in the mountains, and the husband's working in the city, comes in for Shabbos, and he walks in, and he sees that it's ready for, it's ready, you know, no loose is ready, it's ready Shabbos. He notices that the wife has left her purse with her checkbook and her wallet, etc., on the baby's crib. So she left this muksa thing hanging on the crib, and he gets all upset. How can you leave something muksa on the crib? You know, you have a lacha shilas, can you move it? Oh, she says, you know, like, relax, it's not so important. Oh, good. So after Shabbos he goes back into the city. So Wednesday he gets a call from the hospital that his wife was expecting. Had went into some complications. They take her to the hospital, and he should come immediately. So he leaves the city, drives up to the mountains, a 2-hour drive. By the time he gets to the mountains, Nebuch Lorleno, the wife had been in Pteris. The wife had passed away. This is my sister. Wife had passed away. Goes back to their bungalow, and he walks in, and there on the crib is hanging the purse with the wallet and the checkbook. It's still hanging on the crib. He says, you know what? She was right. It really wasn't so important. He takes out the checkbook and he writes the check to cover the cost of the funeral. Was it really so important? Like, what, you know, all these things, you know, you put it into perspective, really, really so important? This is the scenario of Shalom Bayis. This is the person which Baruch Hashem gave you that you're supposed to walk through your life together with in this world and the world to come. This is the person which the Rambam says, Yevachiyat Mevachad Yosem Megufa. Is it really so important that you get upset about that little thing? Is it really so important? No. So why do you get upset about it? You're going to stand in Bezen Shomayel after 120 years, and you're going to stand there and say, you know, you got to upset at your wife. Yeah, because she forgot to close the door. That's a good reason to get upset at your wife. But I asked her 3 times, remember to shut the door, that she shouldn't let out the old air conditioning. And finally she said, I just got upset. Right. And they're going to laugh you out of Bezen Shomayel. They're going to laugh you out of Bezen. They're just going to, you know, they're going to laugh and laugh and laugh. It's, you know, put in perspective. Is that really so important? Is that what life is all about? Grow up. I mean, grow up. You know, a person who's an adult and he's busy accomplishing things and he has a tremendous amount he really wants to accomplish in his life, these little things are just not what he spends his time focusing on. We're little kids. We are. All of us. 50 years old, we're little kids, you know. 70 years old, we're also little kids, you know. Still, a lot of us. But so the mitzvah of the Torah is, if you have a problem, if taka really is a problem, discuss it. Get it out of your system. Do it in a positive way, obviously. And give the person a chance to explain. And you might find out that many times that they have a good reason why they did something. And you'll clear the air. And the Torah gives a mitzvah aseh, and a lois aseh v'losisu lav chet, that you cannot leave this situation as is. It's not healthy. It's not healthy for you. I'm not talking about frumkeit. It's not healthy for you. It's not healthy in any relationship that you have between two friends, between a rebbe and a talmud, between a rav and a kehila, between a husband and a wife, two business partners, whatever it is. It's not a healthy situation. But Rav Elba has this aura. He says, but, you know, we have a tremendous amount of hakpadas. This thing bothers me, that thing bothers me. But we're too embarrassed to admit it. Because it's embarrassing. It's indicative of the fact that we were immature. But that's not the answer. The answer is don't be so immature. Or the answer is if you have to be immature, but recognize the fact that you're immature. Like, at least recognize it, so you'll, you know, one day you'll move forward. I once read a story, it's a true story, but it's like, you know, how we these little things bother us, and they add up, and they add up, and they add up, and eventually they blow up into something which is really way beyond what it's supposed to be. Obviously, it's an extreme case, but this idea that if we would keep them in perspective and focus on what we have to do with our, how much we would have to accomplish in life, and what we want to do with our lives, and what to do, these things wouldn't happen because we'd be too busy. The people which are really full of positive focus in their life have room in their hearts to forgive and to forget. And the people which cannot forgive and forget, you know, and they just can't move on, it's forgiving, you know, forgiving, yeah, somebody else, you know, yeah, and forget is because they're still stuck in the small little things. Anyway, the story is like this. It's an extreme case, but, you know, you'll remember the story, and so it'll bring out the point. So there's this expedition of scientists going to this. I've said over the story before, so those of you heard it before, you'll just chazar this year. There's an expedition of scientists that are going to the south, down to the Antarctica to do research. So they go to Antarctica to do research. You don't. There's no real airstrip over there. You're not really landing a plane there, right? It's not a place, a safe place really to land the plane. They come in by ship. So the bay to get in obviously is full of ice most of the year. And there's a period of time in their summer where the bay clears and you're able to bring a ship in and bring in all the equipment, etc. And then once those few months end, so the remaining 9-10 months of the year, you're basically icebound and you're there. So these group of scientists, the 30, 40, and they have their bases, and these bases are basically they're underground because the temperature above ground is not bearable. And they put them underground, and they're able to maintain the temperature that's better. And obviously they go out for different expeditions, different things that they do for research, etc. But they're basically there together with the same group of 60, 70 people in the same base, underground, for 9 months. So you're going to sit there by this table. You eat together three meals a day with the same people, etc. So, of course, they're scientists, so they have their quirks. And so the scientist, his quirk is that he likes, digestion is very important, and of course the saliva is very important for the digestion. So what he does is he chews every morsel that he eats, he chews it 40 times. 42 times. 42 times is the scientists have come up, that's the correct amount at the time you should chew your food before you swallow it. You chew it 42 times, the saliva mixes well with the food, it starts digestion process, and it's much more healthy, etc. So of course he's a scientist, so he chews every bite 42 times. So scientist number one is an encroachment of scientist number two, and number two is, of course, chewing every single morsel 42 times. Now you can imagine, we were sitting across with a guy who chews every single bite that he takes 42 times, it's going to start getting under your skin. Which is what happens. So the first day he sits there, and the guy's every single bite 42 times, and it bothers his neighbor across the table. And that's breakfast, and that's lunch, and that's supper, and that's breakfast, that's lunch, and that's supper. And of course, they sit by the same seat all the time. That's breakfast and lunch and supper. So he writes the story. He says, at the end of the 9 months, scientist number one is writing, he says, at the end of the 9 months, it took every single ounce of his self-control not to commit murder from a person across the table. It's funny, right? We're not like that. Isn't that what we're doing? I think that's what we're doing sometimes. The points are really little things. We get so upset about them. It takes our self-control not to really, really hit the guy, you know. So that is the mitzvah of the Torah of Hachet Echichas HaMisecha V'Lasisa L'Avchet.